Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Hey, Cheap Cheetah family. Good morning. How are you? And welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. It is August 24th. Can you believe August is gone already? What happened, family? What the heck happened? Well, we're here. It's Monday. It's a beautiful Monday morning in New York City. It's about 70 degrees. So the main thing is you're here. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate my archivers, my people in my chat room. I appreciate all of you. So let's get started today on saving some money. First, for the new people, I'd like to let you know about a few things before we get into today's topic, which is back to school on the cheap. First, you know we have a Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Please visit it, like it, stay on it, and enjoy it. Let's talk about money together, folks, because that's what it's all about, being able to have financial freedom to do what we want to do when we want to do it. We want that sweet taste in your mouth. There's also a YouTube channel, the Cheap Cheetah Show. And you know the website, thecheapcheetah.blogspot.com. All of it is there for you. I give information about what's going on the show. I give information about what's not going on the show. I just talk to you, you know, give you little tips and stuff to show you how to make money. Folks, if you don't know this, I am not a financial expert. I'm just a person who lives day to day trying to do with what I love and also trying to help you. When I find out new stuff, I share it because I want you to be financially free, too. I've lived it, I'm still living it, and I'm living my financially free life. So it's something I love and I just like to share. You know the free ebooks, Frugal Living, 30 Minutes or Less, and The Holiday Savings, The Cheap Cheetah Way, which you know the holidays are coming up real soon. You can email me two free ebooks at thecheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I'll put in the body free ebook, and I will surely send you a free ebook. There's also books for purchase, which you can find on my website. And I'm looking for sponsors for the show, or if you like, yourself like to be on the show, then email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will discuss it. Now, back to our basic topic for today. Back to school on the cheap. Folks, some of you, your children already went back to school already because in the southern regions and I think in California stuff, they start school in August because they get out in May. But here in New York, our children go back after Labor Day, which is like in, 2 weeks? So for those of you whose children are already back in school or for those who are going back, school does not have to be expensive if you know how to do back to school on the cheap. All right, Staples, okay? You know, basically, Staples is offering very good sales. They always do for back to school. So if you need pencils and notebooks and backpacks and all that, I've seen Staples offer stuff from 1 cent to 10 cent, 25 cents for the basic, like I said, notebooks, the pens, the pencils. The backpacks are not 10 cents, so don't go into Staples talking about where the 10 cent backpacks. But sticky pads and things like that. I do caution you, family, before you go running around buying all these supplies, before the child goes back to school, just buy the basics of what they need for the first maybe couple of days. Because if your schools are like ours, the first day or two, the teacher will send them a list, give them a list of a lot of things that they will need. And they'll bring it home to you, and you're going to say, what the heck is this? And the little child's going to say, this is what the teacher says I need for school for the year. And you'll look at it and say, okay, these are things that I can and cannot buy. So just buy the basics for now just to start them off, because you don't know what they're really going to need going forward for the school year. So why spend the waste of money now when you can wait and buy what they really need when they get the list from school? But we're still, even when they get the list, you can still buy this stuff cheap. What does your children have that they had last year at school that they didn't use this year? You know what I'm saying? Try to recycle a whole lot of stuff. You know, clothes, the shoes, the school supplies, the backpacks. See, go through the closet and say, look, you can wear this, you can wear this, you can wear this, you can use this for school. That way, that saves you a whole lot of money because you don't have to buy a lot. Okay. Look for printers and big items like computers and things like that that your child needs, you know, like high school kids and junior high school kids. Look for them on Craigslist and look for them on eBay. Sometimes Craigslist, people buy new gadgets and they sell their old gadgets dirt cheap. Sometimes eBay does the same thing. So you look at alternatives before you go to Best Buy and the other electronic stores. But I know what you're saying. Well, what? How do I don't have guarantees on this stuff. No, you don't. When you get them off Craigslist and eBay. With eBay, you might be able to get your money back, but it may be too late because your child may need this computer or this printer or this calculator. But, you know, that's the price. That's the price you have to pay sometimes, because sometimes you want stuff really cheap. Sometimes you have to, you know, take the chance and say, okay, fine, I'll take the chance and buy this. But make sure if you take that chance, you're not spending a whole lot of money for it. So you have to really ask a lot of questions if you're buying off Craigslist or eBay. You have to make sure that this is what your child needs, and you have to make sure the price is not even half, a third of what they were selling for in the store. So comparison shop. Because if you can get, say, for argument's sake, a calculator, a scientific calculator in Staples for $10, but you can get it on Craigslist for $3, just go ahead and just buy the little calculator at Staples for $10. At least you know if it doesn't work, then you can take it back. And I know you're saying, well, you're contradicting what you're saying. Not really, because I'm talking about big items. I'm talking about if a computer that you need for a child costs, say, $1,200 or $900, and a guy is selling the same computer, say, on eBay or Craigslist for $300, and everything is there because he bought a new one and you asked all the right questions and you feel good about it, then, yeah, that's a big difference between an $800 computer and, say, a $300 computer. So you get where I'm going? You have to really scout around and see what's going on. Also, if you are really financially strapped and you know your kids need school supplies and you know you really can't afford them, look around, because a lot of churches and organizations were giving a campaign where they were giving free back-to-school stuff. Pencils, pads, notebooks, crayons, all that. There were a lot of churches that were giving out free stuff for people who really could not afford to, you know, give their children back-to-school stuff because it would stretch the budget further than what they could needed it to be. So you have to look around for that, too. Churches and stuff and free organizations just giving away free back-to-school stuff. If stuff is on sale, like the 1-cent sales, 10-cent sales, things like that, always buy extra. Buy them and save them. And next year, when back-to-school comes around again, you'll have extra. Also, if you can afford it and you're buying a lot and you know a family or a child that's going back to school and their family can't afford it, it does not hurt to share your overabundance of school supplies with other people. You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at it that way, too. Backpacks. A lot of kids need backpacks. And I saw these cute little backpacks where they put them on wheels because the books are so. Look for good deals on backpacks. Look at thrift stores. Look, Staples. Look at the 99-cent store, and that's another good place where you can buy some great basic back-to-school stuff. 99-cent stores for lunch boxes and things like that, which 99-cent store is really not 99 cents anymore because now it's $1.07, $2, $5. But these are the places you look for inexpensive back-to-school stuff. If you don't already have them, But first thing you do is see what the child had last year that you stored away so you don't have to spend a lot of money, because it could get pricey for back to school. You're talking a couple hundred dollars. Now, school is starting before you know it. Christmas will be here. Thanksgiving will be here, so that's another expense. And then holidays are coming, that's another expense. So try to make back to school as cheap as possible. Okay. For back to school clothes, again, if they have it, they can wear it, keep it moving. If you need the basic shirts and skirts and stuff like that, look on the clearance racks at these, some of these stores like Walmart, Target, stuff. Look at thrift stores. Look at discount houses. Look at places like Savers, Walmart. Shoes is the only thing I am not, you know, no, not used shoes. They would have to get brand new undergarments and brand new shoes. If you buy a good pair of children's shoes, they will last a long time. Remember back in the day when you were going to school? You know, and I'm dating myself. My mother used to buy me two pairs of shoes. One to go to school in and one to play in. Okay? So that was it. When I finished with my school shoes, I take them off, come home, put on the play shoes, and keep it moving, which is basically was like a pair of sneakers. So you got to get your kids back into back in the day where, you know, how your parents did you and what you had for, you know, school and stuff. Same thing. Not this overpriced stuff that they need, they think they need. No, that's not working. And on that note, a word from my sponsor, which is working.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you, too, can have your commercial played on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. And I will gladly talk to you about airing your commercials or having you on the show as a guest. All because we care and we love you. Now, back to going to back to school on the Cheap Cheetah way. Certain books your kids might need for school, especially like for high school, even for college. You look at places like halfprice.com. You look at free places like thrift stores and stuff. Like, don't be fooled. A lot of thrift stores do have books and stuff that you may need for your child for back to school. I know elementary school and stuff, they give them books. When you start going to high school, you get your books. When you start going to college and stuff, that's when you really start putting money out for books, okay? So certain books, you look on Half Price, you look on looking at thrift stores and things like that for the books you need. If you have two or more children and they're the same sex and they're almost basically the same size, why can't they swap clothes? Like one wears this wardrobe for their school year, the other one wears the other one's wardrobe for that school year. So can they swap, mix and match? And like I got to tell you, I know the garage sales are winding down, but don't fool yourself about these garage sales. Don't sleep on those. I've been garage selling this whole summer. I've seen some brand new school stuff for like pennies on a dollar. I've seen some good children's clothes, cheap. I've seen some nice book bags, cheap. I'm talking about maybe a $20, $30, $40 book bag. It's costing maybe $5, brand new, never used. Because I've come to realize that people buy a lot of stuff. Too much stuff for their kids, and then they have to put it on a garage sale because the kids don't want it anymore or they can't be so bothered, so they sell it like dirt cheap. So while you still have a chance before the school starts, if you still got a lot of garage sales, go to them. You never know what you're going to find for a child. And I've seen, like I said, clothes and stuff, brand new children's clothes with tags on them. All you got to do is get them cheap, wash them, make sure that y'all can wear them and let them keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? So even with baby clothes, too, brand new baby clothes, garage sale, dirt cheap. Too much. When they had showers or whatever, too much stuff, and the child never used it, child outgrew it. So like I said, don't sleep on garage sales because you can get some pretty decent stuff at garage sales. Also, back to school, I meant to tell you this in the beginning, set a budget. You need a budget. Don't go all willy-nilly, like, okay, it's my child, so I'm going to spend whatever. No. Yes, your child, and you love them, and you want them to have the basic things for school. But they're going there for education. They're not going there for a fashion show. Okay? Please realize that. So the basics are the shoes, the pants, the skirt, the basic clothing, enough school material to get them for through the school year, and that's about it. We don't need $300 sneakers. We don't need $800 pair of shoes. We don't need a $500 backpack or what, you know what I'm saying? We don't need all that stuff, okay? They're going there for education. And it's not in fashion, and it's not look who's the best. It's to learn so they can move on to be productive citizens of society, okay? Being a runway model, if that's your kid's dream, all well and fine, but get an education first. And then when they get out and get a job, they can buy all the clothes and all the high bling or whatever it is they want themselves. But for now, we're keeping it basic. It's about education. It's about learning. It's about advancing. And it's about doing something great with your life. And clothes, just it's something we have to wear. It's not who we are. So keep that in mind when you're buying your children back-to-school supplies and your children's clothes. Your budget, you can get away with maybe one child, maybe $100. My mother, well, again, I'm dating myself. Back in the day, I think if she spent $100 on me for the whole school year, that was a lot. All right, because she knew how to shop, right? So you have to really look at it. Really look at it because school year is so short. By the time they start wearing all that stuff, it's over. Okay? Now, like I said, if you have kids that are the same age, then mix and match. What else have we got? Okay. I'm not condoning this. I really am not. So, you know, but if you work in office, which is, okay, I'm not condoning it, but this was just something that came up. If you work in an office and you get a lot of office supplies, I'm not saying take a lot of supplies, but, you know, extra pens, extra pencils, staplers and stuff like that, because we end up taking that stuff home anyway by mistake. Sometimes you take a pen home by mistake. Sometimes you take staples home by mistake or, you know, Truly, I'm going to fess up. I'm guilty for that. If I need something for my home office, when I was working, I'm like, oh, okay, there's a stapler. I need that. Because we had access to the supply room. Oh, I need a stapler. Oh, I need some sticky pads. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. My job had, like, over a couple $100 million worth of supply budget, okay? Which a lot of that stuff was going to waste because a lot of that stuff we didn't end up using. Why throw in the garbage when I can use it? So, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it either. I'd rather for me to take it than them throw it in the garbage. So if your office has the overabundant supplies, I'm not saying go in there and rob them literally, but I'm just saying, you know, a little couple pencils here, a couple of, you know, whiteouts here, whatever the case may be. You may even need it for your own personal home office, do your own personal business in. I mean, like I said, I'm not condoning it, but it was just a thought. We went over yard sales, okay? We went over if your child's old enough, if he's getting ready, he's going to high school, and he's old enough to get, he had the summer papers and everything like that. Now that he's become of age, start looking for a job next year. Start looking for a summer job next year. So when he does work, he can buy his own school supplies, okay? He can buy his own school clothes. Remember back in the day when you used to do that? You used to work, excuse me, for the summer, and your parents made you buy your own school supplies. So these are some of the things that you can do on the cheap for back to school. You have to really think about why are you spending a fortune on something that's so short-lived, which is back to school. Before you know it, they're in school, you blink a couple of times, and then they're out for a holiday. You blink a couple of times again, and then they're out for Christmas, and then you blink a couple of times again, and the summer's again. So you're like, well, did you go to school for what, 3 days, 4 days maybe? School sessions are so short. I can't believe it. Summer's over, they're back. Before you know it, they're out again and again. So, you know, you get the point. If you can do it cheap, which you need to do it cheap, then find a really inexpensive way to send your child nicely dressed with the right stuff that he needs to get a good education. But it doesn't have to be expensive. So that is my tip for you. There is not going to be a show next week because I'm going on vacation. Sister needed a little rest, but we have a few minutes, so let me tell you about what's been going on with me. And also, folks, before I get into that, if you have any stories or any suggestions or any money topics that you would like for me to talk about, please feel free to contact me. And if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 347-202-0169. And you know, I keep forgetting I don't give you the caller number. I am so sorry about that. It's 347-202-0169. So if you like to call in, feel free to call in. If you like to email me at cheatcheat@yahoo.com. I'm always looking for suggestions and topics. About what direction you want to go in with the show. I mean, I have my own topics that I want to talk to you about, but you may say, well, look, I want to talk about insurance this week, or look, I want to talk about reverse mortgages, or I want to talk about how to care for an elderly parent, and I'm on a fixed income. So all these great topics I may not even think about, but you may say, boom, this is what I want to talk about. So with family. And families do that. They sit at a table and they share about what's going on with their life and what they would like to know about and what topics that interest them and feedback and all that good stuff. So what I'm asking you is I need your feedback. I need to know exactly what you're interested in, what you want to know about, so I can go out and find your answers and present them to you on the upcoming shows. So with that note, what's been going on with me? You know, patience, folks. I learned something about patience the other day. There is a camera. I don't know if you know about it. There's a Vivitar camera. It's not from a flip phone, but it's a flip video camera that they don't sell in the stores anymore. It's a small little camera that you, you know, take little video pictures in with and stuff. It's a camera and a video, but I really want it for a video. It's from Vivitar. It's a 620 HD something. Make a long story short, I've been looking for that camera for months. I've seen it in the stores, in certain stores, and I heed and hawed about because it was like $40. And my partner says, well, don't buy it because it's junk. And I read the reviews, and the people that purchased this certain camera didn't like it because they said it was junk. I went on eBay, and I'm like, you know what? If I get the daggone camera for 99 cents or under $3, I'll buy it because if it's a junk camera, then, you know, I'm not out a whole lot of money. So I went on eBay, looked for the camera, bid it on a 99-cent camera, same camera that I wanted, lost the bid, looked again, bid it on another one for like $3, lost that one, so I said, to heck with it, I put it aside. Anyway, this story is going somewhere, trust me. So I happened to look on eBay again like 2-3 days ago for the camera. Didn't see the camera that I wanted for the price I wanted, you know, that makes a difference. Because like I said, if I'm going to spend a couple of dollars and if it's a piece of junk, I don't want to spend a lot of money. We went garage selling yesterday, and we did a whole bunch of, you know, sort of different places. And my partner happened to went over to a table at one of the garage sales we were at, and he picked up this camera. He's like, look, here's your camera. So, you know, I was too happy because I bought the camera for like $3, $3, $4. And I got the camera home. I was happy. We were playing with it and stuff. And, you know, he looks at me and says, well, you know what? After we did the video and, you know, we did everything we were going to do with the camera, he said, so, you know it's a piece of junk, right? So I really didn't want to admit it was a piece of junk, but it was my camera, and I got it. So the point of the story I'm getting to is something that you really want, don't just go out and buy it. Have patience, because what you want at the price you want will eventually come into your life. If you want a car, a certain model, a certain make, and you don't want to spend a whole lot of money for it, have patience. Keep looking, and eventually you'll get what you want. If you want a certain pair of pants, and they're really expensive at the moment, and you don't want to pay that, keep looking around for different places, at different places for these pants, and eventually they'll come in your life for the amount of money you want to pay. Because it doesn't make sense to spend a whole lot of money for something that you think you might want, and then it turns out to be something that you really didn't want, but you couldn't get your money back because you spent a whole lot of money on it. You know what I mean? So be patient. Be patient, because maybe a job is not coming your way. You just recently lost a job and you keep looking for a job. Be patient. Be patient that you're trying to do a budget and the budget's not working. And instead of putting the budget off on the side, you keep doing it. Be patient, because eventually things work out for you the way you want them to. And that's one thing it's hard for me to think about, patience, because I have no patience. If you know me personally, I have no patience. I run a mile a minute. But the only thing that will slow me down is money, meaning I don't want to spend a whole lot of money for too much of anything. So I have patience, because basically the camera was basically a want. It wasn't a need. I have really good cameras, really good video I have cameras that take really good video, really good pictures. It's just something I saw on a video, on somebody's YouTube video, and I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool, because I can take it when I go yard selling and stuff like that to do a video. So it wasn't really a need. It was a want. So have patience, folks. Whatever you do, just have patience, and things will come to you. That's my thing for today. You know, I'm getting into a lot of videos and stuff, and I'm getting into, like, the thrifting videos where people, like, go to thrift stores and resell and everything, which is kind of interesting. So if you ever get a chance to watch, like, YouTube and stuff, two main YouTubes, or Hulu, two main programs you need to watch: The Profit, which is about business, Shark Tank, which is also about business, and a program called The Thrift Boys. They're very funny, and it's about thrifting and reselling what you get from thrift stores. So those are the three things to watch. And on that note, thank you for being part of Cheap Cheat the Money Show this morning. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. And I should see you probably in 2 weeks, when we'll talk about probably money in the news again. We will see. Have a great holiday, because Labor Day is coming up. Be safe, be happy, and stay cheap. On that note, folks, I love you.